This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We're bombarded almost daily with how to live green or organic lives. Sometimes it's a pretty easy thing to do. Other times, not so much. I can't afford an electric car, but what I can do is take the bird bath I had on a pedestal and place it on the ground. So what does that do? It offers a watering hole for little critters you want in your garden. That would be frogs, toads, lizards, salamanders, snakes, and spiders. They're a cheap method of bug control. If you buy predator bugs from a magazine, expect them to leave after they've eaten this year's fill and or die over the winter. Nearly everyone loves to hear birds singing and watch for their delicate or sometimes bold colorings, but they offer much more to the gardener. They're voracious feeders and your best ally in your fight with insects that eat your prized plants. Some other cheap options for insect control include diatomaceous earth, which slugs hate, or using soapy water mix for aphids and Japanese beetles. Start with a few drops of soap in a spray bottle of water. Increase if needed. Likely you won't need to. Baking soda is a pretty decent fungicide. A mix of raw eggs and water will supposedly hold back bunnies. I haven't tried this yet. Also, a key thing to remember is that these home remedies need to be used more frequently. They don't have the staying power of commercial chemicals, so your diligence is required. Mulch is excellent food for worms, which keep your soil loose and airy by digging through it. They also fertilize the soil with either droppings or castings and with their bodies when they die, as their flesh is high in nitrogen. If you have cheap organic methods of dealing with garden issues, let the rest of us know and share it on my Garden Bite Facebook page. I'll then share them on my radio show. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.